Hi there, I'm Dr. Thomas Martin from the University of California in San Francisco, UCSF. Welcome to those that are at SOVO or that are here watching this. I'm here with a patient from San Francisco. We'll say patient Craig. How you doing, Craig?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Tom.
And what we recently saw at ASCO 2025 were results from the CARTITUDE 1 study. CARTITUDE 1 study was the first or the phase 1 to phase 2 component of cilta-cel, which is the second BCMA-targeted CAR T-cell that was approved for use in the U.S. And what we saw at ASCO was five-year results, and 97 patients started the trial, and now they had 5 years of follow-up for all 97 patients. And at ASCO, what was reported, as well as at EHA in Milan this summer, was that one-third of patients, 32 patients out of the 97, remained well in remission without evidence of any progression after their cilta-cel product. So they never had additional therapy. What people don't know is before cilta-cel became a product at UCSF, there was one patient in the U.S. that went to China to actually get, it was called LCAR-38M, that was the original CAR T-cell in China, which was licensed to the U.S. to Janssen and was made into the product cilta-cel. And that one patient is right in front of you right here. So, Craig, tell us back then, when that was back in 2017. So what was it like going to China to get a CAR T-cell therapy?
Well, I think you know that I was kind of at the end of the road treatments here. I was on a waiting list for the Bluebird trial at Stanford and was told by the doctor running that study that I was well down the list and it was going to be quite a while. And then there was, what is the conference that takes place in December?
ASH.
It was in Chicago that ASH, that Legend Biotech out of Nanjing presented. And I was just following some of the information coming out of that. And it was really intriguing. The results looked almost too good to be true. So at the time, my doctor was Gabe Manis, and I started prodding Gabe. I said, hey, Gabe, can you make contact with the folks from Legend and see if they might take an American in the studies that were going on in China? And he seemed a bit skeptical, both of the data and my desire to go to China. But after some conversations, I think he talked with you because I think you had met with Tang Fanon, right?
Right.
He was the chief medical officer at Legend. And that led to more conversations. And then me having a talk with their chief technology officer. And he had studied here in the States and, in fact, at Stanford and still had two kids here. So I asked him about the data. And we got to talking. And he said, let me talk to the folks here and see if we can get you a spot. So I think it was about, and so this is now June, and they contacted Gabe here at UCSF and said, we will take him, but we want to know now. So Gabe forwarded the email to me, and I was like, wow, they want to know. Well, I said, let's do it. So that's how the conversation started, and that's how we planned to go to China. And obviously, my wife went along with me when we were there for 2 months.
How was it? What was it like?
Well, it was culturally, it was a big shift because obviously we didn't speak the language, but we had Google Translate. We had to do some tests up front, and so I was in waiting areas with patients who spoke no English and. So it was a little scary at first, but I would have to say the experience was, it was also thrilling. And, you know, I had done business overseas for years, so I was a bit used to other cultures, but this was even a bit beyond that. But the people who ran the study were kind. They were committed. The technology seemed, and the approaches all seemed maybe a little bit back in time compared to the U.S., and I had to wear striped pajamas, and I had to conform to certain things. I had a roommate. There were cultural differences. But it was fascinating to me, and it was a great experience.
And how did you do after the Silk the Cell?
So
legend, the Elgar.
Yeah. So I was a year and a half without any sort of treatment. And as you know, I had been blowing through, because of my high risk designation, I've been blowing through treatments prior to that. So having that treatment really gave me a spell of great normal life. I mean, we returned, I kind of recovered. I lost some weight over there. And then we started traveling a bit, and it was great to be free of a lot of the medication anchors that were in place at the time. So it was great. And I remember, actually, I'll never forget, pulling into the driveway. My two sons were at the house, and I hadn't seen them for 2 months. And wow, it was incredibly emotional. And I remember thinking at that time that no matter what the outcome, it was worth it, because it was life affirming. It was medically reaffirming. The people in China were so warm and so giving.
That is just amazing. So yeah. You left there to go to China with extramedullary disease. So you had some plasmacytomas in your mouth, et cetera. And you had, like you said, very high risk disease, and you came back and everything was gone. You came back in complete remission, MRD negative, based on a bone marrow that we did here. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's right. I know when they dropped me off at the airport there, they said that but they hadn't done a bone marrow biopsy. I wanted to do that here.
Yeah,
because I had a friend who did right. Bone marrow biopsies here. But yeah, I can remember when Gabe gave me the call and said, "Here's man, we can't find any myeloma in your marrow and your blood and your urine," and it blew me away.
Yeah, that's just really amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, many of us, including me, think that you were the one that really propelled the pharmaceutical industry from the U.S. to say, hey, let's try that CAR in the U.S. because we were all astonished by the initial results at ASCO, but we were all nervous that it was from China and maybe there wasn't heavily pretreated patients in the study. You were a heavily pretreated patient. You were the one in my mind, which is awesome. So what do you think now? So 5 years down the road, there's a third of patients that haven't had any treatment. What do you think of, what do you think of that?
I mean, I think that's so cool. It's really promising. I know there's a lot of new medical research and knowledge and talent coming into the space, and it's way, way different. So I just had my 10-year anniversary of being diagnosed, and things are just a whole lot different now than they were. But this drug in particular, that's really encouraging to hear, because it was a great experience.
Pretty amazing. So now, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you a couple questions about your current treatment, because you've been on to receive bispecific T-cell engaging therapy now. You're on bispecific right now.
Correct.
And encourage remission. What do you see the differences between those two products?
I think the on-ramp to the drug I'm currently on was a little bit easier than the on-ramp to
CAR-T
to cell, because that, you know, that did have some cytokine release stuff that was a bit rough for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So this one, a bit easier to get into. And the other drug, obviously, I didn't take any medication for a year and a half, which was, wow, that was mind-blowing.
Yep.
This has gotten down to, you know, once a month, and it's subcutaneous injection. So it's been really great for me. And as you know, we've talked many times. I mean, I skied 19 days last year. I'm very active. I'm going to see my first grandchild born this December. So,
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Thank you so much for doing this. That's it.
Thank you. You've been a great person to walk this path with.
No worries. Keep doing well. Thank you very much for watching. And please come to SoHo and tune in to SoHo 2025 in Houston, Texas. Cheers.